week, well, let me give you a little overview. So there's 4 weeks, and this week we're going to be talking about nutrients and how important it is to boost up nutrient reserves. Ideally, if you can boost them up before you're pregnant, that's great, because a lot of birth defects do happen in the first few weeks, and so it's just nice to have those reserves already in place so that the fetus can be utilizing them from day one. And also, when you are pregnant, of course, just you're building a baby, so every nutrient is so important and ideal. So we often, through our busy, stressful lives, end up using and a lot of those nutrients and depleting some of our nutrient stores. So all of our organs store and our body stores nutrients, but through stress and toxins and a whole bunch of other life things, if we're not really eating ideally, we start to deplete those reserves. So boosting up those reserves both before pregnancy and during pregnancy helps the fetus and the mom have the nutrients she needs at that moment. It doesn't have to be so concerned that every single day is crucial. I mean, every day is crucial to keep everything flowing in, but from that perspective. So that's what this week will be about. We'll be talking about, also, I put some common imbalances, discomforts of pregnancy, so you can have those at your disposal if and when you need those. And then the digestive section, we are going to go into a lot about fermented foods. So today I'm going to do my best, because I'm so excited about them, I'm going to do my best to not talk about them until next week. I may mention them, but save them, as there's so much to do in terms of digestion, and we'll get there, both in types of what you want to do before you get pregnant and the common pregnancy complications that come up for people, constipation and heartburn and things like that. We'll talk about all of that from both of those perspectives. And then the third week is detoxification and holistic support. So detoxification doesn't, if you're pregnant, you can't detoxify. So instead, we'll be really focusing on toxins and how to avoid toxins, because that's really, really crucial. So we'll be talking about both of those. So if you're pregnant, there's still a lot of really relevant information. And then we're going to be talking about other things that people are always curious about. Doulas, midwives, acupuncturists for both pregnancy, fertility, birth, all of those ways that maybe some people aren't so familiar with. We'll be kind of opening up that world a little bit. And then in the fourth week, I kind of changed the format a little bit, and I'm really excited that week number four is kind of everything you want to know postpartum. And I know it seems a little bit premature at this point, but it's so relevant, because once you do have a baby, you do not have time to be learning this information. So I want to give everybody some knowledge in their mind now of things they'll want to know then, and then just resources that they can go to if and as they need them. So it's going to be nutrition for breastfeeding, nutrition for first food introductions for babies, formulas if you need them because you can't breastfeed for whatever reason, and then also some childbirth recovery types of things that are really nourishing for the days and weeks afterwards. So that'll be week four, and it's a lot of the information I've covered, but I've